Welcome. Today we're discussing an interesting content about this newfangled vibe coding. It's all over the place, right?
Yeah, it's like everywhere. But what is it really? Is it just some buzzword? Or can I actually like vibe an app into existence?
Well, as an old school coder myself, I was skeptical. But it's surprisingly real. Think of it as describing your software idea in natural language, and AI generates the code. Crazy, huh?
So, no more pulling all-nighters debugging, just good vibes and chill?
Essentially, the article gives an example of building a whole app, Daddy Time, in 30 minutes, connecting to local events, weather integration, even Google Calendar sync, all without writing a line of code.
Whoa, okay, but that sounds too easy. There's gotta be a catch, right?
Exactly. The article calls it a craft crisis. We risk losing the deep understanding of how software actually works. The elegant solutions. The soul of coding.
I see. Interesting. So, it's like those Instagram filters. Everyone's a photographer, but few understand the nuances of light and composition.
Perfect analogy. The article mentions a Microsoft engineer saying LLMs aren't good at maintaining or extending projects. They generate code, sure, but it can be a mess long-term, full of hidden complexities.
Got it. So vibe coding is great for quick prototypes, but not for building robust, scalable applications?
Precisely. And there's a bigger issue, creative debt. If everyone's asking AI for the same thing, we end up with a bunch of cookie-cutter apps. No real innovation.
Right. So it's not just about the code. It's about the thinking behind it.
Yes. And then there's the knowledge gap. You have people who understand the underlying principles and those who just rely on AI output without a clue what's happening under the hood. That's a recipe for disaster when things go wrong.
So where does this leave us, the non-coders? Should we even bother trying to vibe code?
Absolutely. The article suggests learning the fundamentals, using AI as a collaborator, not a replacement. Understanding what the AI produces. It's about augmentation, not replacement.
Okay, so it's not all doom and gloom. Phew!
Not at all. The article also talks about distribution becoming the new differentiator. Peter Levels built and launched a site with 5,000 users in 6 hours using vibe coding. He spent 80% of his time on marketing, not building. That's a huge shift.
Wow, 6 hours? That's insane. So the focus shifts from technical skills to audience building and marketing?
Exactly. It's about knowing your audience, reaching them effectively, and iterating quickly.
Interesting. So even no-code platforms might become obsolete because vibe coding is just easier?
The article argues exactly that. No-code platforms need to adapt, fast, or risk being left behind.
So the future is a wild mix of AI, marketing savvy, and hopefully some good vibes.
Precisely. It's an exciting and slightly terrifying time to be a creator. It's not all sunshine and rainbows with this vibe coding, but with intention and care, we can harness the power of AI while preserving the craft of software development. And that's a good vibe indeed. Goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye.